Hey guys, Catherine and Jenny.
Today we're going to be talking about moral character and the conscience.
But before we get to that, we need to know what defines moral character. Moral character is defined by virtues and vices.
If you have a perfect balance between an excessive and deficiency of a virtue, that means that you have the golden mean of that virtue.
In order to get a better understanding of the golden mean, we are going to analyze the virtue of prudence.
Prudence is the ability to choose the right option.
That's right. And the person we believe demonstrates a deficiency of prudence is Whitney Houston.
We believe that she shows a deficiency of prudence because even though she was famous and won many awards, she still decided to do drugs, which led to her death.
Michelle Obama is a person we believe shows the golden value, the golden mean of prudence. She was the first African-American first lady, and with her power, she decided to fund programs which helped combat obesity in America.
President Wilson shows an excess of prudence because he believed that America should be a leading figure, which led him to search after Pancho Villa for months. Another virtue we are going to analyze is fortitude. Fortitude is ability to act courageously in the right manner.
A person we believe shows a deficiency of fortitude is Scott Peterson. Scott was a security guard during a school shooting, and when he realized that his life was in danger, he fled, leaving several students unprotected.
A person we believe shows the golden mean of the virtue of fortitude is Malala. She had the courage to go to school and protest for the right of education for women. Malala was shot during one of these protests, but this didn't discourage her from protesting.
The person we believe shows an excess of fortitude is the soldiers during My Lai massacre. The U.S. soldiers had to go to South Vietnam to see if there was any communists, but instead of doing the job, they wrongly accused innocents of being communists. Then they raped and killed numerous children, women, and the village. We'll be going to a 5-minute break, and once we come back, we'll be talking about the id, superego, ego, and the conscience. And we're back. Another important part of a moral character is the id. The id is a personality component that works to satisfy basic urges, needs, and desires.
This is really helpful during our developmental stages, like when we are babies.
For example, whenever a baby is hungry, it will cry in order to get what it wants, whether it be getting fed or changing its diaper.
An example of id in history is seen in President Johnson. Johnson is known for commencing the Vietnam War through the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution.
We see him as a good example of id because Johnson could have ended the war sooner and lessened the number of casualties, but he chose to continue to send troops in order to maintain his reputation.
The superego is a component of personality composed of our internalized ideals that we have acquired from our parents and society.
An example of the superego is Dory. Dory is trying to recuperate her childhood memories with the help of her friends. During the journey, she faces a lot of challenges due to her short-term memory.
Although Dory has forgotten her parents, she's constantly following the advice given to her, just keep swimming, which helps her to not give up during her journey.
Another component of a personality is the conscience, which is the connection between God that helps us decipher what is good and evil.
An example of the conscience is seen in the movie Pinocchio. Pinocchio is about a puppet wanting to become a real boy, and the only way to do that is to feel emotions and learn how to make his own decisions.
We believe that this is a good example of the conscience because during the movie, we see how the little cricket becomes Pinocchio's conscience. He helps Pinocchio make the right decisions and helps him learn from his mistakes.
The last component of our personality is the ego. The ego is the realistic part that mediates between the desires of the id and the superego.
An example of the ego is seen in the book The Darkest Minds by Chad Hodge. In the book, children have developed supernatural powers through an epidemic that has killed 90% of children.
90%? That's a lot of children.
It is, but it gets worse from there. The children are then taken into government facilities where they are being experimented on and heavily supervised.
We believe that the book is a good example of ego because Ruby, the main character, has to decide whether she wants to join a rebellion or stay with her current love interest. In the end, she decides to join the rebellion, knowing that her powers will greatly benefit the army. We'll be going to a 5-minute break, and when we come back, we'll be talking about Jay Gatsby and his moral character. And we're back. A person we decided to focus on is Jay Gatsby from the book The Great Gatsby.
Jay Gatsby was a wealthy young man during the 1920s. He was greatly in love with Daisy Buchanan, the main character's cousin.
One of the virtues that Gatsby demonstrates is love.
For those of you who don't know what love is being charitable towards other people.
Throughout the book, Gatsby helps Nick integrate into society by introducing him to wealthy people and offering him a job in Gatsby's company.
Another virtue that Gatsby demonstrates is fortitude. Fortitude, as we said in the beginning of our podcast, is the ability to act courageously in the right manner.
In the 1920s, America was at war with North Vietnam, and they were constantly drafting people to go to war.
When it was Gatsby's turn to go to war, he didn't hesitate to fight for the cause. He even won several medals during his time as a soldier.
Although Gatsby had many virtues, this didn't mean that he was free from vices. Vices are when there is a lack or excess of a certain virtue.
A vice that Gatsby demonstrates is prudence. Gatsby began to start a relationship with his past lover, Daisy, who was currently married.
We believe that he lacked prudence because he chose to have a relationship with a married woman.
Another vice that Gatsby demonstrates is temperance. Temperance is ability to live in moderation. An example of temperance would be exercising at a moderate pace.
Gatsby is constantly buying an excess of items in order to show off his wealth.
Yeah, I remember he bought several boxes of clementines because they were Daisy's favorites. Anyway, Gatsby is demonstrating a lack of temperance because he is buying more than he actually needs.
In conclusion, we believe that Jay Gatsby has bad moral character due to the many vices that are present in his character.
Throughout the whole book, Gatsby has lied about himself in order to create a superficial image. He claimed that his family was part of wealthy businesses in a foreign land, and that he was last hire.
Gatsby also lied about his education. He claimed that he attended Oxford College for several years, but it's later found out that he actually was a part-time janitor in Oxford, and later quit due to embarrassment he felt that he couldn't pay tuition.
Gatsby was involved in shady business. He was selling alcohol illegally and made immense profit from it.
Gatsby was also involved in an affair with Daisy, who was married and had a child. Even though he knew this, he continued to desire a relationship with her.
The last reason why we believe that Gatsby has bad moral character is because he surrounds himself with materialistic things like sports cars, and clothes in order to impress Daisy and others.
And this is the end of our morality podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you later.
Bye.